This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, September 20th. While the grain market sees little change in Thursday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Seasonally, the market is pretty strong at this time, and we did see a pretty good rally overall, but I think that some profit-taking kind of ensued today, and the futures didn't really rise above yesterday's high. And so with that, I think a few people are taking something off the table right now. The uptrend is still intact. However, all the data is mostly bearish, so we got to be really careful about this. Is the wheat market creating a chasm that could be filled very quickly? We're going to watch and see. Still a lot of data out there. We're right in the middle of harvest. There is some weather issues, and if nothing else, there isn't any frost coming, and so it looks like the corn and soybeans and even the wheat will have a chance to mature in spite of the fact that we got it in the ground late.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.5 at 487. December corn was up 1.5 at 373. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 588 to 595. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down a quarter point, ranging from 554.5 to 569.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 7, ranging from 6.25 point to 610.25. Live cattle for October were down 57.5 cents at 99.80. September feeder cattle were up 7.5 cents at 140.22.5. And September class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 18.25. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.